USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry and those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. The Department of Health and Human Services saying 103,000 people in the United States are hospitalized with COVID-19. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
Wall Street posting solid gains to kick off the new year of trading. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 247 points to close at 36,585. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A member of President Biden's cabinet announces he has COVID.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID. In a statement Sunday, he said he was fully vaccinated with the booster shot, having been administered in October, and was feeling only mild symptoms. His last in-person meeting with President Biden was December 21st. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats passed multiple bills in 2021 as they move forward on President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott calls on Democrats to stop spending.
We have $30 trillion worth of debt. The Democrats just raised the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion. We have inflation that's the highest in 39 years. We have got to start acting responsibly and do the right thing for all American families.
A Houston area Walmart is closed for a good cleaning.
The Walmart in Lamarck is just off Gulf Freeway at 1764 and closed its doors at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon for deep COVID-19 cleaning. And it's cold and flu season, too. That location on I-45, about 20 miles from Galveston, it's a busy one, and it'll reopen Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. A press release says employees will also need time to restock and make other preparations, and that it's all part of a company program to clean and sanitize locations, protecting employees and customers. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.